Hey, Eagles fans, it's the official coffee, donut, and breakfast sandwich of your Philadelphia Eagles. Dunkin' Donuts has everything you need to keep your season running. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and fuel up for game day. We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Time to talk about the defense on Sunday that came to play. Four takeaways. They stopped the run game. And some players that we hadn't heard much of early in this season really came to the forefront. And we're talking about Jordan Hicks and Brandon Bear and Walter Thurman, who's been outstanding, and Eric Rowe. So is this kind of the turning of the worm, if you will, for the Eagles defense? They've been pretty good, yeah, other than maybe that first half against the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, you're right. They have played pretty well early this season. But I think the play from these young guys, Jordan Hicks in particular, you see a young guy that was just running all over the place, making plays sideline to sideline. But the problem with a lot of young guys is that you see them thinking too much. They're trying to think the game through. They're not just being natural. But that's not what you saw from Jordan Hicks yesterday. You saw him making all different types of plays all over the field. He had the big interception, but it didn't really get going until Brandon Bear up front kept those offensive linemen off of him. Brandon Bear did a great job.
Yeah, Brandon Bear stepping in with Cedric Thornton down, with Taylor Hart down. Bear is just one of those veteran players. He's going to be 31 years old this year, that is ready to play whenever called upon. Not a flashy guy. Long arms, has done really well on special teams. And on Sunday, three passes knocked down, tipped at the line of scrimmage. And that a huge help for the Eagles on the back end. Now let's talk about that back end. A couple of interceptions, one from Walter Thurman, mm-hmm, gets the feed in on the sideline. And Eric Rowe, who struggled so much in the preseason, a target the instant he came into the game, and he held up on two plays down the field, a beautiful diving interception in the end zone. Something of a bit of confidence boost for the young man.
That's what it's all about, especially at that position, the cornerback safety position. You have to have confidence. You have to continue to build that confidence. And in the preseason, Eric Rowe got abused just a bit in that last preseason game, but he was able to get in this game yesterday and be able to build that confidence. He had a big-time pass breakup, big-time interception, and they came at timely points in the game for this football team. And so now he has more confidence in himself. Now the coaches have more confidence in him. That's going to make all the difference in the world for his rookie year.
Brian, let's talk about special teams real quick. You obviously were someone who knows the punt return game and knows how difficult it is to bring back a punt. Darren Sproles catches the punt on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Take us through what you think went through his mind.
Well, see, the reason why most people want to kick the ball in the sideline is because it's much easier for the cover team to get down, and it's a smaller space that you have the area to run. And so Darren Sproles caught it 5 yards away from the sideline, and now he just picked up his blockers. He made a couple guys miss. You have to pick up your blockers. And so for the returner to score a touchdown, you have to make either three or four people miss. And I think he made four people miss on that return. Darren Sproles did a great job. He wiggled a little bit. He was slippery, and he had a burst at the end. Great player.
Yet another punt return for a touchdown by the Eagles in East Rutherford, New Jersey. What's up with that?
Hey, man, the Eagles love returning punts up there.
Yes, indeed. Well, it couldn't. Hey, and all of them, his in 2003, DeSean Jackson's in 2010, and then Darren Sproles in 2015. Hey, man, to turn the season around. Maybe,
yeah,
let's hope so.
I sure hope so.
We're coming back on Eagles 360 in just a moment, talking about the NFC East that is wide, wide, and wider open. What happened on Sunday and this past week in the NFC East, and a look ahead when we return on Eagles 360.